Yeah, I'll do our intros from now on. I'm okay with that. Just tell me when we're going.
Okay, we're going.
Me too.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Arcadia Roll. We're doing the thing called
Tomb of Annihilation. Okay, I'm doing the intros. Welcome, everyone, to Arcadia Roll. It is Tuesday. We're doing Tomb of Annihilation this month, and Zoe is the Dungeon Master. All right, cool. All right, so we left off last week, and you had finished saving an innocent man, and he had just finished giving you some monies. So you have completed a quest, and you find yourself outside of the main walls of Port Nizinaru in what's known as the Old City. And it is currently lightly raining. And it is probably getting close to about an hour, 2 hours before the sun goes down. Mind you, it's still your first day in Port Nizinaru.
I forgot.
I think we should go find a place to sleep.
Sure, fuck it.
Why not? Remember, you paid a night at it. The inn, so you can go back to there, or you can try and investigate to try and find somewhere else. But those are still
right. We should sleep at the place that we have a place to sleep.
Yeah, that we have found. Good work.
Yeah, all right. And I hop up on the paladin's shoulder and I'm like, lead the way.
All right, you're a little there. Guy.
And,
as we walk there.
As you guys get to the main gate, Taban catches up with you and asks you where you guys are headed. Hey, I forgot what accent I gave you, so hey, this is your new accent this moment. Hi, it's me, Taban.
We were gonna go and spend the night.
Spend the night where?
At the inn.
Well, we bought things, places to sleep while you were there at the inn.
You guys bought places to sleep. I just stay at places for free.
Oh, at the inn. Okay. Hey. I don't know. I can't do this.
It's fine.
He breaks down. And it's just like a moment in the street. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go back to my house.
Where you have a house? We could stay there for free. I mean, I'm staying at the inn for free, but you guys just lost out.
Oh, that's like really presumptuous. Like, for one,
sure.
Like, I do owe you a lot, but like, I mean, of course I will. But damn, rude, Mr. Free Paladin. You can stay in your inn.
Yeah, that's what we're playing.
And everyone else can come with me, but you go to your inn. And Heather's like, I need medical attention.
A good sleep will just fine.
Yeah, just, you know, right.
She like coughs up some blood.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I have full lay on hand slots, but I'm just like, you just need it. Good night.
Yeah, it's fine.
Heather's a cleric. She must have, like, spells.
Oh, yeah. Did you heal yourself, Claire?
I never gave her any spells. One moment. Oh, shit, because Heather doesn't exist on fucking fantasy grounds. That's why. I mean, only exists on fantasy grounds.
Okay.
Alright, new spell. Huh. Awesome. Potato. Cool. Nice. It's a cantrip. It's a dude. Oh, whatever I want.
Well, I'm gonna go back to the inn.
Alright. Okay.
I'm gonna stay with this dude. Actually, no, I'm already on his shoulders, I forgot.
Yeah. I'm gonna go tell rousing battle stories at the inn. if we hopefully get favors. You know, because, like, one of my traits is peasants come to my aid. So.
Sean, you're really trying real hard.
Yes.
I didn't hear anything you just said.
It's, so when we get to the inn, I'm just gonna talk about my many battles, which is, I'm a level one paladin, so it's, like, beating up bandits and such. But.
Okay. So yeah, you arrive back at the inn, and the innkeeper looks at you and he goes, "Oh, it's you again."
Yes, it's me.
Yes, it's us.
And it's Superman pose. That is going to be a thing I do, like going through every door.
He needs a cloak of billowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it takes you about 20 or so minutes to fight your way back to the inn, and in that time,
to fight our way back?
Do we get a level?
3. No, because you're just like, sweet. It's just getting, it's getting towards the end of the evening, so you're moving against the crowd. You had to wait in line to get back into the city at the gate.
We look behind us and there's like 100 peasants like dead like in a line because we fought our way through them.
Yeah, I
get out of all of them.
I hope not, but I figured I'd skip the tedium of okay guys, you're in line. There's 13 people ahead of you.
I just hold up my shield and push my way
through. Actually, fuck it. You know what?
Excuse me, paladin. I'm going to.
I'm a monster. Where'd everyone else go?
I'm gonna act like a police car with its lights on in public all the time. Just like, excuse me. I have the right of way.
We went to the market.
Oh, this is a great idea. You guys are in line. There's 13 people in front of you.
Oh, God. Oh, no. All right.
I push ahead.
No cutting! No cutting.
Paladin business.
Cutting. When he says no cutting, Zach puts his dagger back in his pocket. Oh.
No, wait. You gotta wait your turn. Everyone's just getting really pissed at you, Sean. Sorry, not Sean. I forgot your name.
And it's Sean, roll a die.
Roll a die, Sean, so I can read your name. Sir Bradgarian, Thunderlogger, Knight of the Order of the Unicorn Breaker of Thorns. People are pissed at you right now. The guards are not happy either. And there's several of them.
Trying to cut in line isn't very paladin-like of you.
No, it's fine. I gotta get inside.
We have an injured paladin.
Yes, we have an injured party member. Excuse me. We must go to the inn to sleep there.
Alright, can you roll for perception real quick?
I have minus one because my helmet is
perfect. It's a you tiny have the, slit. So as you guessed your back towards your injured companion, you look and you see Heather's not there.
I'll go wait in line. I'm like, see, we got. I go back in the line.
Oh my God. I fucking love you, Sean. the line proceeds rather quickly, and you are now 6 people in line. Zach, can I have you roll for perception?
What's the person in front of me like?
Zach rolls for perception. That's a 15.
That's so you notice there's a hand in your pocket.
I grab it.
Okay, roll for strength or a sleight of hand. Either one, whichever one's.
Do I notice or do I not notice?
Roll for perception.
18.
Yeah, you notice that there's some random person with their hand in Zach's pocket.
I attempt to grapple him, and I'm like, stop! You're breaking the law!
so yes, you grab his, you have a hold of his wrist now, and everyone in the party has seen this.
And I put my staff up to his throat, and I'm like, one move, punk! Blast your freaking face off!
I have one hand on his wrist, and I pull a dagger for the other one and put it near his throat.
Okay, so now, all right, describe the scene. Okay, so you have yes. Mind you, this all happens instantaneously. Yeah, roll for grapple.
Which skill is it? Is there a specific one, or is it just strength?
It'd be strength.
Yeah,
you got him in like a paladin headlock.
I just lift like, it. Like, what species are they?
You like so? now let me describe the scene. So this happens, and like in an explosion of movement. No. All right, so in an explosion of movement, you look down, and there's a small sprite with his hand in your pocket. And he is now being choke-locked by a paladin, which is rather comical due to his size, while another pixie jabs him in the chest with a stick, and you have his wrist bent back at an awkward angle. And you're rather small yourself, and Sean's a Goliath, so you're in the air holding on to this kid's wrist. Wow, Sean basically, like, his wrist is enough to crush the poor thing. And it's just going...
My picture holding them is like the Darth Vader one hand chokehold from like the beginning of the first movie.
Yeah, but you know, you just it's a full on Goliath headlock. Like it's a full body pin.
Oh my god!
You will answer for your crime. Pickpocketing is a major offense. I don't know about the laws here, but in mine, I just take your hand.
Do you feel like it would be worth what you're going through to get what's in my pocket?
Yeah, what's in your pocket?
I'd look at probably
a few silver pieces, maybe.
Okay. So in this, by this time, the guards, because you see the whole thing because they're right there. They come over and they demand to know what's going on. What's happening here? You guys again?
Is a thief.
Set and everyone, at this point, like cheers in and
pickpocket, yeah.
And so at this point, they grab the pixie and they put little pixie cuffs on him and they are him away to pixie jail.
Pixies like that give us bad names.
And
rummage through their pockets and have like different size handcuffs. You're like, no, this one.
I imagine that being a police officer must be hard in this universe.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like...
Fuck them! This is gonna take like 20 minutes, man. I have like a whole fucking match, like a whole set of cuffs over here.
Yeah.
Oh, they got so many arms.
This thing has like 13 sets of arms. What? Its stomach is another dimension. Fuck you. I need a raise. So, yeah, you guys are now three people in line.
I roll for perception.
I'd like to roll for perception to see where we're going.
Got a 14.
So expensive what just
standing,
to get...
What we're standing in line for.
To get into the city.
Oh, shit, we're outside the city.
Yeah, they let you out, no problem, but getting back in... Take some time. So you're in line. There's three people. You got 14. You notice there's three people in front of you. But you notice the guy, like, directly in front of you is, like, panting really heavy and, like, waving his like, waving his face, like,
I cast
look up at him while I'm trying to
give him a slight breeze.
Is he injured or is he just tired?
Well, the like he like seems like momentarily grateful for the breeze, but he's still really red faced and sweating, like really, yeah.
I make sure I'm far enough back so he won't land on me if he faints, while Fair. Making sure that I'm paying attention to everyone around me, and making sure that I'm not like being pickpocketed again.
Okay. Should I just do a lay on hands to him? Just be like, you okay?
I don't see why not. I ask him what's wrong.
I just feel off today. And then he just, like, his eyes roll up into the back of his head and he just passes out.
Oh, I put...
Ah, see, that's why I moved.
Does that change things?
Yeah, you put lay on hands on him and he doesn't have a heart attack and die.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. You did it.
Clear!
Yeah, essentially. And you just like, I feel so much better, but so much worse at the same time. Like, oh, thank you, Paladin Man.
There'll be five gold pieces.
What? I don't have any money.
Pay or die.
What? He gets, like, offended, and he's like, I didn't ask you to save me. Like, you could just let me die. Like, I didn't want your help. And you proceed to argue with him for, like, 20 minutes. And when you look up, you're now five people in line.
Worth it.
Can I try and sneak to the front?
Sure.
I'm just gonna fly over the gate.
I'll be fine.
They might try to kill you if you do that. Because you're like,
not if I get real sneaky deaky about it.
I feel like we should just follow their
24.
Rule.
Yeah.
Can I also try and sneak through the gate?
Sure.
Awesome, I'm inside.
Did you roll for stealth to get through the gate?
I did, I got a 24.
Yeah, one more time.
Okay.
Yeah, as you go by, one of the guards is like, hey, guess what? The other guard's like, what? And the first guard farts.
right where my face is.
Yeah, unfortunately, but, like, you're fine. It was like, you're like, oh, man, that was close. You just passed by the danger zone.
Nice. Cool. So I'll wait on the other side for the others.
Just kind of watching
people as they go by. Do I see anything in particular?
Yeah, so all you see is like the guard comes up and he's like, what's your business? And they're like, I'm going home, or I want some cats. I'm going to a porn place. And like a lot of people just wanna, cats and porn. So, and then the guard looks pretty bored.
Is there anything that somebody says that they don't let them in for?
No, everyone comes through. And the guard looks really bored. He basically just like, do you know the rules of the city? And they go, yes. And he goes, okay, go on through. And That's it.
Is he? So he's not doing a good job.
No, I mean he's. Yeah, there's like six guards, and they're all like eyeing down everybody, but they're not really threatened. They're surrounded. Like the old city is still pretty big, and so they're not. And it's patrolled by guards too. So I mean, it's really not super. You know what I mean? You're still like
yeah.
In the city, but not really.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Cute. It is nice. Look at this. We're spending an hour just going through a gate. This is quality content. Like, I'm on it.
I'm gonna try and fly over.
Okay, go for it. You're just gonna fly right over?
I'm stealth. I crit.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, you fly right over.
I would have.
You see the six other guards on the top with bows to shoot things that fly over, but they don't see you.
I didn't notice either, or else I would have like said something.
He's out there with Heather, and he's like, "Wait, where's the other two?"
Wait, where's Sir Heather?
Suddenly notices he's alone.
Yeah, you are now alone, Sean, and you are two people in line.
Guards, my two friends have gone missing from this line.
They look at you really bored, and they go, did they just get bored of leaving? Or waiting?
I don't know. I was talking to Heather over here. This is Heather, by the way. And
once again you turn, and Heather's not there. What?
Everyone you love is gone.
Are you guys?
I turn around and I'm just like, anyway, can I go inside the city?
I walk to the market ward and just kind of look around to see what they have for sale.
Okay, it takes a really long time to get to the market ward. Like, hour and a half. So by the time you get to the market ward, things are already closed up. But if you roll for perception.
Let's find my character sheet and I will do that.
Sean, while he was headed towards the market ward, like within the first 15 minutes, you made it through the gate. Like you get up, it finally happens. You meet up and the guard looks at and he's like, hey. And you just walk right past him, and he's just like, okay.
I'm like twice or three times taller than him.
Yeah. They remember you. They remember you from the everything. So one of the guards, as you walk through, just slow claps. Just.
I have a cape with a unicorn insignia on it too. That's funny.
That's not why though.
I roll for perception and I got a 22.
I got 22. Okay, so you notice there's an older lady and she is closing down what looks to be like a jewelry shop.
I don't feel like I have enough money to buy any jewelry, and I really don't care about it anyway. I kind of watch her because you mentioned her, but other than that,
jewelry's stupid, in my opinion. You know,
but jewelry is worth money.
Well, jewelry is a manufactured thing from the people, you see, and
yeah, exactly. I think this is where they see eye to eye a little bit. Just like he doesn't care about like people have to show off with jewelry, he doesn't get it, and like you dislike jewelry for other reasons. But, but yeah.
So, does she do anything out of the ordinary?
As she's like going about her business, like, picking up trinkets and putting them inside of a chest, and, you know, every once in a while she'll, like, clean something. Every once in a while she'll just, like, look over and just, like, stare at you, and then go back to her stuff.
And can I roll insight as I'm approaching the two of them from afar?
Sure.
He doesn't know where we went.
You are lost.
Zero. Like, holy crap.
I'm like, hold on. I'm like,
Sean suddenly developed amnesia.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna put myself really far away somewhere. Yeah, just like, guys, hello?
Yeah, it's nighttime, and you are over in the Merchant's Ward towards a...
Oh, this is a great...
You see out beside you an isolated, rocky formation in the sea. There's an elevated causeway that heads up a small hill, and situated on top of it, the temple's roof seems to float in midair, an illusion created by mirrors lining the outside walls. So to you, you see a floating temple on a rocky outcropping that is only accessible by an elevated bridge causeway thingy.
I use a detect good and evil.
You detect nothing? Detect good and evil doesn't work that way.
He doesn't know that. He's level one.
Alright, so back to the old lady. She just keeps looking at you. Mainly because you're a goblin in the middle of a courtyard, staring at her.
I just lean up against something and start take out an arrow and pick my teeth with it.
She begins to pack up faster.
Yeah, I think we should leave.
Oh, you're in terror. She's like, I'm about to be heisted. Oh no.
As soon as she gets her trinkets loaded up, you know, she slams the case, but she pulls out one particular gemmed amulet and holds it in her hand as she runs off down the...
I was half expecting, like, she just pulls out a gun!
She pulls out a cannon! Roll for dexterity!
A hand cannon! A head cannon!
Yes. So, yeah, she begins to run away.
I don't know if we should follow her or not. I feel like we have made the situation worse. I'm gonna follow her.
Oh, you're going to interact. Okay.
I feel like this is a little bit of... I mean, there's a lot of racism here.
But I rolled a 23 for stealth.
By God, we're going to reinforce.
I'll follow him just because I want to.
All right, so are you stealthing? Are you stealthing quickly? Or, like, are you stealthing, or are you trying to, like, keep up? She's running.
Right, and if you stealth, then you can only go half speed.
Then I guess I will, I'm gonna fly up in the air, and I'm gonna try and, like, follow her.
She, like, looks back and screams, and, like, runs a little bit faster.
I'm not gonna follow her, I'll go back to the hotel.
Before she runs, I'm like, wait, I just wanted to know your name!
It's probably good I'm not there, like a fully armored Goliath sprinting after you.
Yeah, she doesn't answer. It's just quiet. She's just like quiet cries as she runs.
It's also equally terrifying to be chased by a pixie, I guess. Like, imagine that.
It's a pixie with a really ugly face and a unicorn horn sticking out of it. Two small, like, mythical creatures just tried to rob hers. Alright, so, yeah. It is definitely Nighttime now. And Sean, you are over on the coast.
I'm gonna make an intelligence roll to be like, should I go back to the inn, or should I, like, seek refuge somewhere else for the night, because I'm lost. You have a minus one.
Well, I mean, you feel like it's a temple.
Yeah. So. I'm more intrigued about it. I'll go in the temple, and then go.
Okay.
Go back in, yeah.
So, Isolated atop a rocky formation in the sea, the Temple of the Soon is reachable only by an elevated causeway from the Temple Hill or by boat. Steep steps wind up the cliff from the temple's small harbor. When seen from a distance, the temple's roof seemed to float in midair, an illusion created by mirrors lining the outside of the walls. As you enter inside, you find that Soon's faithful and casual visitor... Soon's faithful and casual visitors alike can partake of public baths, receive lessons in applying makeup and styling one's hair, and learn to dress in a manner that suits the individual's body, profession, and the climate. Newcomers to the temple must make a charisma check. So, would you please make a charisma check?
Yeah.
17. All right, so you have been welcomed as a brother and of Soon, and are offered friendly advice on how to improve their presentation. So as you walk through, they're just like, oh, you know, if you style your hair a little bit of gel here, yeah, put that gel in there. Yeah, like, just like this, and then, like, you know, you look, we don't have any bangles, you need armored bangles, like, because it's pretty stylish, and it provides a little bit of armor protection, and you put it on, and you like it, and you see, and it looks good. It looks great. Welcome.
That's funny, because, Goliaths are bald.
I do.
And he's wearing a full-plate face helmet.
Yeah, that's no, I take off my helmet for the first time, and he has long, long, really nice
hair. Fuck it, do you want to have long, really nice hair? You can.
Yeah, sure.
Honestly, or, yeah. Your call, right now, canon.
Yeah, sure.
Long hair, yep, sure. Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
He has to stuff it all back in like his helmet,
big,
though.
It's a big reveal. Yeah.
And so one of the priests of Soon, I guess, you know, is there, you know, what can we help you with? Is there anything you want to learn, or like...
I take off my helmet, and I'm incredibly dirty, because I, like, really never take it off that much.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need a bath, and right this way. And he takes you to, like, a really nice heated pool, and, like, he talks to you about the climate, and how, like, basically, like, the things you need to do to keep yourself, like...
I don't listen to him, and in full armor, I just, like, face first dive into the pool.
Okay, well, sure. Missed opportunity. And away we go. So he leaves, and you soak in a bath for as long as you want. You come back at some point during your bath.
Wash the
attendant.
Take it off.
At some point during your bath, attendants had come and, like, laid out, like, a Goliath-sized towel and bathrobe for you. And, but also left without, like, any notice of you. And then, so yeah.
I soak there for a while and put my armor back on and very refreshed. And I come back to the inn, like, glowing. Like, hey, guys.
All right, so it takes you, like, 3 hours or so to make your way back to the inn.
Yeah, Zach's asleep.
So halfway, no, sorry, a third of the way back. Roll for perception.
It's not high. that's good. I feel like it's somewhat like minus 0.5 because of his like tiny helmet. slit view and like just cut of his stats. Fifteen.
Nice. Okay, so you hear footsteps coming up from behind you.
I do spear and shield and do like the turtle thing, or you know the hoplite crab walk stance. Like who's there?
One. All right, so two ruffian-looking fellows jump out of the alley and barrel areas, and both of them are wielding what look like rusted piece-of-shit swords. And they're like, you're gonna give us all your money, you giant man. Yeah, fuck. And roll for initiative.
Did you say, die, wicked one? Like, with a, like echoed in his helmet, like, metallically. So it's, like, actually pretty intimidating.
Sounds sort of like, Robocop.
Yeah. Yeah, because when it comes to fighting, he's basically an anti-paladin. But, like, when it comes to... But outside of combat, he's a very nice guy. Two. I let him go first.
Okay, sorry. That was technical difficulties there. So the first bandit, he comes at you with a rusty scimitar. That's what it is. It's a scimitar. Did a 15 hit?
No. I feel like he...
Oh, it even says me. It even says it missed.
Yeah. I feel like he walks up to me and... just tries to, it just hits me on the shield, and I'm just like, really?
And the other one critically hits his buddy. You're up.
Alright. I'm gonna throw my spear at the one that's hurt.
Did you target the one that's hurt?
Oh, no.
You got straight target.
Yeah, but you missed anyways.
Is it bandit? Right,
well, you're targeting bandit you're targeting yourself.
That's funny. Is it bandit one or bandit two that's wounded? Oh, it's bandit one. I see. Okay. Yeah.
I wonder if you can target someone by clicking on it on the combat tracker too.
Possibly.
There we go. Okay, let's do it again. That's not the right stat either. Because throwing is dex, right? It's not a strength.
Right.
For a spear. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it counts it as a different thing.
14.
That's a hit. Roll for damage.
Seven.
You have done heavy damage to it. It's so much better.
I just...
It is. It really is.
So he comes at me, and I just block it, you know, straight shield block, and then I just stand up, and throw his spear into him, and I look at the at Bandit 2.
And they go, "Oh, I'm gonna get your money." He coughs up some blood. That's a hit.
Oh.
It's 4 damage.
I do Stone's Endurance. Just cause.
Just is stone, is more intimidating. Stone, is Stone's Endurance a reaction?
I think so. Where is it? Where is it? Note, inventory, abilities. Stone's Endurance. Bam. Can I just click on it and use it? No. You can use your reaction to roll a d12, add your constitution modifier to the number rolled, and reduce the damage by that total.
Okay, do that.
Oh, I just tank it.
Damn.
I just...
Sean cannot.
Listen, guys. You get an attack of opportunity as Bandit 2 attempts to run away.
I'm like, wait! I wish to reform you. You must... I run after
that. Alright, so you get... You just gonna let him run?
Oh, wait, no. That's.
I have
that's
no idea what you're doing. Not...
That's not how you attack. I mean, I'm doing the attack of opportunity here. There we go. That's 24.
That's a hit. He's fucking dead. Oh, you killed the wrong one. That's why. You gotta switch.
You attacked number one instead of number two. So essentially, that's number fine. Two ran away.
I call after him, like, wait, I wish to reform you. Do you want to end up like your friend or whatever, companion? All
right, yeah, no, what? I fixed it. He goes to turn and run, and you stab him with your spear, and he slowly, bleedingly uses the rest of his motion to get 30 feet away.
Nice.
That's a lot more than 30 feet, so yeah.
Is that my turn?
It is now your turn, yes.
Okay.
So Bandit 1 is right next to you, heavily bleeding. Bandit 2 is 30 feet away and trying to flee.
I grapple Bandit 1 and try to intimidate Bandit 2 into coming back. I'm like, I'm taking you guys.
How does that work?
Into my care if you want. Or
did you just say? Did you just say you wanted to intimidate him into coming back?
Yeah. What? Because I'm gonna
what?
Try and grapple Bandit 1
and scare him so much he wants to get closer to you.
I mean, doesn't he care
like,
about
like you better come back here and you know what I mean like.
Oh my god, Sean, can't you just kill the bandits for experience?
Oh yeah, that's true. That's fine. Yeah, they're wicked. Alright, I wanted to make them my squires, like, for the story, but yeah.
Sean.
Alright, I just, here I go, kill it. What was that? I had advantage. It's neat. Okay. It's a crit. I guess. No, a dirty 20.
That's it.
There's 9.
He's dead.
Nice. and I run at number two and end my turn.
He misses, and you get another attack of opportunity as he tries to run away.
Yeah, 25, I assume that hits.
And target him. Oh, he's dead anyways.
Okay. Nice.
You did it. Now we get to do that two more times. So you find a combined amount of 20 silver, two rusted scimitars, and you find a water pouch on each of them that is half filled with water.
Nice.
Are we sure it's water?
I leave the scimitars and the water and just take the money. And I write a note for the guards that happen upon this body and just explain what happened and like just gently put it down on one of the corpses and leave.
Okay. You do this. You also gained 50 experience points.
How do I add experience points?
I would add experience points in
D&D Beyond.
D&D Beyond. Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, I walk back to the inn.
All right. So on your way back to the inn,
do you want to put Fantasy Grounds on the screen?
Oh my God, is it not?
No.
I'm the best.
That's okay. I tried to send a message, but
there's so much going on.
Cool.
All right. Stop that thing. Jesus Christ. I don't care if you yawn, but turn your goddamn mic off. Do you have push to talk on? No.
Maybe.
Oh, I've disadvantaged to stealth.
Nothing tells you you're boring than your younger brother yawning at you. All right, so halfway there, you get into another encounter, Sean. Roll for perception, Sean.
He's gonna level before he gets back to us.
I'm gonna come back like bathed, but newly like covered in blood again. Like, hey guys.
All right.
I had a nice spa day. Why are you covered in blood? You get a joke.
It's the blood of infidels.
So you get slightly jostled by like the passerbys as you're going through. You just like hadn't really seen anybody for a while, but as you got to the center part of this area, there was like a pretty large gathering of people that were just like heading in all kinds of different directions. And as you were passing through them, you got jostled around. And when you get out to the other side, you notice that you are 20 silver coins lighter.
I announced to the crowd of people, everyone, stop! Everyone, it seems we have a pickpocket in our midst and I'm missing all of my money.
No one stops or even acknowledges you.
Everyone, I wish I had like a loud action or something, but I don't, like a gun, like a fire in the air, but no.
But Artificer makes thunder cannons to make announcements.
Yeah. When it shoots, it's just like a bunch of papers that come out.
Can I make a charisma roll to like do this?
To what? Get everyone to stop?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm 17.
Two people stop.
Yes, hello. There's a pickpocket around here, and
there's lots of them. That's unfortunate. You should not carry money when you're walking through the streets.
What?
Yeah, I don't have good logic.
The only way to
no, carry money? I'm just an asshole, and he walks away.
Hey, at least he stopped and talked to you.
And the other one's just like, I'm sorry you lost money. And he gives you a hug.
I accept it.
roll for perception.
And you find that you are 10 more silver pieces lighter.
Yeah, seriously, roll for perception.
I don't have any money after that. So, like, if he tries to pickpocket me, he won't find any money.
will you roll for perception?
Uh, 13.
Okay, yeah, he definitely puts his hands in your pocket.
And I lift him, like, the other pickpocket. I'm like, stop! You're breaking the law!
And to cut to the chase, the guards show up and arrest him. And that's the end.
And then I continue at the end.
And yay, finally nothing happens. You make it all the way there. It's really late at night, though.
Which one, which building's in? Is it this one?
Is it this one? No. Is it this one? No.
I mean, do you think it is?
I remember it's the one I have free lodging at.
Right, where do you think that is?
It's not labeled, is it? I don't think it is.
So Fishon needs to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you know you're headed in the right direction. Nice. But you also know you're not at the end.
I continue.
History has proven that
you are
be down this way.
you are at the Grand Souk or Market. It's one of the three beating hearts of Fort Nisaru, the others being the Jewel Market and the Red Bazaar. True to its name, the Grand Souk is the grandest of the three. Traders from up and down the Sword Coast come to this market to buy timber, spices, medicines, and all concocted from the jungle plants, dinosaurs, and iron, tiger pelts, and carved ivory. Batiri and Grung handiwork, colored feathers, tropical fruit, monkeys, plesiorium meat, and all other kinds of riches from Chul. Business begins before the sun comes up, and dealing doesn't stop until well after darkness. Until after darkness. I am horrible at reading. Holy shit. Glasses on. Okay, one second. Alright, now that I can see. Business begins before the sun comes up, and dealing doesn't stop until well after darkness edges across the city. It's a noisy, jostling, aroma-rich circus. Guards are numerous, but less numerous than the urchins and pickpockets. Street performers and tapoxi minstrels add to the cacophony. Colorful awnings protect the market from the sun and rain, but also trap in the heat and smells. So anything listed in Chapter 5 of the Player's Handbook can be purchased here.
Nice.
Elephants.
I don't have any money.
In Chapter 5.
Elephants aren't found in Chul.
I'm just saying they're in Chapter 5, that's all.
I know. And there's also a parenthesis here that says elephants aren't found in Chul.
That's funny. So we'll be able to buy one this time.
Yeah, it says unusual items might not be available. For example, elephants aren't found in Chul. But a merchant could always be contracted to bring
elephants.
It specifically says elephants, which is fucking hilarious because in the last game you had a fucking droopy ass eyed elephant. But it also does say that merchants can always be contracted who will bring an item to order for the right price.
Nice. So they have to go and get it.
Yeah, so like elephants are probably real fucking expensive. But doable.
I ask about where the inn is.
Alright, roll for charisma.
9.
Yeah, you get roundabout directions. You may get you here. Ask somebody else. It's getting pretty late. There's not a lot of people.
Bang, bang, bang. He's on doors. Oh, Jesus. He's really tired. His best charisma is not available right now.
Yeah. So you don't find anybody, but somebody tells you to go to fucking sleep. Go home, you bum.
I sleep on their porch.
Alright, fuck it. Everyone else at home and go to sleep?
I keep looking.
Too late! Tomorrow!
It makes no sense. Another 5.
Just find some alley to sleep in for a while. He'll be fine.
Yeah, you didn't have much luck. Another 2 hour, or another hour goes by. Do you want to roll again?
Yeah.
So it's like 4 in the morning, and someone's coming out to like start delivering dinosaur milk. He's like, "Hey, you look really lost and confused."
Yes.
How can I help? I'm the dinosaur milkman.
I'm trying to find this inn.
Oh, which inn? There's like 2.
The nicer one, I think.
Maya's Respite. Yeah, and he gives you directions right there.
Right.
And you go to Maya's Respite, and you walk in, and roll for insight. You've 5. Definitely been here before. This is the exact same inn. You walk right up to the now female bartender, but, you know, you were pretty sure that he was a she anyways, so it's fine. And she's like, "How can I help you?"
"Yeah, I'm just going to go to my room, thanks."
And I just continue and she up like, the she, like, grabs your arm, and she's like, "You do not, no, you have to pay for room."
I just continue walking. No, I did. We said before that I don't have to pay. So
she yells for Hank, and Hank comes out, and he is also a Goliath, and he's like, "You pay."
We agreed before.
And so 30 minutes of you guys going back and forth before she's like, "You've never been here before. It's 1 gold a night."
It's a lot.
It is.
I feel like, you know what?
That might have been. Are you sure? Yeah, there's another inn. Yeah, right across the road. Get out. Get out. Don't come back. You're rude.
Thank you for your time.
You're rude. Also, you're welcome. Thank you. Please come back. But don't come back. You're rude. But please come back. You know, we enjoy your patronage.
Where's the other one?
It's like directly across the street. So everybody but Sean gets a long rest.
Yay!
Nice.
Sean, you get a short rest.
Nice.
And all your hit points. Because you didn't lose any.
Yeah.
You got lost, Sean.
I come back. I come through the door in the morning.
Everyone's getting up and getting coffee, and you're like, "I finally got here."
Aha!
If you wanted to, you could always just not do anything this day, and you could rest and get a long rest.
Yeah,
I mean, like, there's literally, like, it's not like someone's chasing after you to murder you. You guys can do whatever. So I just wanted to point that out. Like, I'm not trying to steal your ability to take a long rest. It's just that last night you were up all night. Everybody else got one.
Yeah. I was out Batmaning, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, the port is slightly safer. And also, you lost some money, so really, it was so when we lose some situations.
At what cost? Yeah.
Yeah.
About 10
20, gold. 20 silver, actually. Yeah. No, I didn't have gold.
Well, you had 2 gold.
Now you...
Which was at 20 silver.
That's true. Yeah, so I just come in, like, my body is, like, scrubbed and smells nice and everything, but my armor is like, covered in blood and stuff. And be like, hi, I'm back.
Man, I thought...
The fuck happened to you?
Wait, you bet.
I went to the spa last night and then ran into some bandits and I corrected them. And now I'm back.
The spa.
Hey guys, how's it going? Heather says as she comes into the inn and Taban's behind him. Hey! Guys are all still alive. Also, I healed her wounds.
I turn around because my back isn't covered in blood, but I turn around and it's just like...
Oh, good! Yeah, you haven't changed, Sir Brad Garion Thunderlogger, Knight of the Order of the Unicorn, Breaker of Smiles, Frowns, whatever.
So, Zach looks at Heather, and then looks at Tobai, and then looks at Heather, and then looks at Tobai. Oh, you healed her wounds, eh?
Gross. And rude.
He rolls up and just like nudges the guy with his elbow. Yeah, I got you. And he walks out.
They both blush. All right.
I'm trying to think of Brad if there would be like there would be no such activity in our group.
You must get married at once.
There would be no fraternization.
So it's a new day, so you guys can look for a guide or a quest.
Yeah, I was gonna say we should look for a quest because.
I think we need to either make money or make experience.
Yeah, so Brad Thunderlogger should rest while we go make some more money.
Well, if you recall...
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
If you recall, you can check every day, you can check the billboards for... There's 2 billboards, one at each end, so they're right across the street from each other, which is really stupid. But I'm lazy, and I think it's funny. So, you can check for a guide on each one of them, so 2 guides and 2 quests each day.
I sleep in the corner, like, behind the door, like...
And... You can sleep in the room, you know.
No, yeah, in our room, but, like, behind the door, so, like, if someone opened it, I'd be, like, hidden behind the door. That's the way he sleeps. He's paranoid.
All right, Zach goes up and checks one of the boards for jobs because the guides are not we can't buy any guides yet. So I mean guides we can't afford a guide yet. So
okay, another thing you can also look on the boards for is information. And you can do
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
You
can, I'll look that for that too.
And you only get 1 bit of information combined, and you combine it together from like the thing. Wait, no, nope. You can get 2 each day. All right. Go ahead. So I need you to roll D100 for the information.
'93
Deep in the heart of the jungle is a city built by minotaurs. It is now overrun by snake people, but even worse things dwell below. In visions, I have seen strange devils screaming in the dark. It's just plastered on, and you just... Yep. handwritten
scroll. Can you paste that into the chat so I can put that as a note?
Nope.
Well, I was going to say we could see all the rumors.
I don't know if we want to go outside the city right yet. Let's see what the other mission is faced.
Well, it's not really a mission. It's more just a...
more rumors.
Alright, so I need you to roll d20. Wait, no, d10.
We both rolled a 3.
Mine!
Damn it.
Oh, that sounds like a fun one.
Camp Vengeance. That's a long ways. That's a long ways away, though.
Oh.
I think.
Undurl Silvertusk needs to deliver herself plus a packet of dispatches from her superiors to Commander Niles Breakbone at Camp Vengeance. Undurl was led to believe she could simply buy a horse in the city and ride to the camp, but now that she sees the terrain and the conditions, that's clearly not possible. She hopes to join any expedition headed upriver to up the river Sachenstock.
So that CR0 means it should be really easy for us to do.
It's a challenge rating of 0 for the quest itself.
Gotcha. Not trying to... Oh, wait, we have a map. Hold on. Does it come up on our Chult map? Nope, that's not it.
I'm just going to be muted until I'm not asleep.
I think... Okay. Yeah, because... You got to do stuff already. Yeah. We're... So we are at the top of the map here, and we want to go upriver to Camp Righteous? Is that what it was?
Camp Vengeance.
Oh, no. Vengeance. Where's that?
That's slightly further up.
Oh, I see it. Yep. That is a long way. 0 experience.
Yeah, and I don't...
So, yeah.
I mean, we might get other experience on the way, I suppose. We're still level 1. Maybe we should stay in the city.
Well, until I mean, so
maybe get to level 2, I mean, or at least get some experience.
So I'm not there. These are the city side quests, just so that we're not like timid about playing the game. Like, you can go outside of the city. Just be prepared for the jungle.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that. Okay, but we would.
It says we would head up the river, though, right? So I think as long as we stay on the river, we'll be fine. As long as we don't go into the...
I feel like when we go on the river, we should buy a boat, too.
I definitely want to try and rent a boat.
We don't
do this.
A rent and then never return.
she might rent the boat herself because it's her mission. So I'm hoping that we're just kind of... It says she wanted to just buy a horse and ride to the camp, but now that she sees the terrain and conditions, it's nearly not impossible. So maybe we should at least go talk to her and see if she's...
yeah, we can see if she'd be willing to sell her horse or in a boat.
Can we get there by ship? Yeah. I mean, I'm asleep, so...
Yeah, by boat. Like, yeah, okay, so it doesn't say where we can find her, but I assume it says where we can find her on the paper.
Yes, and so she is staying at Maya's House of Respite.
Yeah, let's head over there real quick.
All right, sure.
Are you going to wake me up?
Is Heather coming with us? No, we should let Brad sleep. Because if he's come, he's. I mean, we want him to come with us, right? I mean, he's our only, armor class.
We'll leave in the morning if we have to, but we should talk to
him. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
So yeah, you head over across the street, and there's a little sitting area, and inside that sitting area, you find a group of people all doing sitting area things. Sipping tea, eating biscuits, I guess?
And sitting.
So one particular individual is leaning. He's a rebel.
I use...
You use nothing, you're asleep as fuck.
Yeah, I also don't have smite.
So. He dreams that he smites someone.
Yeah, you do. They get smote as fuck.
I just chuckle in my sleep.
So, go in and, I go, Andril Silver Tusk.
And one of the patrons turns around, a half-orc, and says, that is me. You here for the job? Sit down.
Well, we've got some questions. Okay.
All right, and she gives you the lay of it, which is basically the quest.
So
okay, do you have money to go up the river or to rent a boat?
Yeah, you know,
do you have a boat?
I mean, well, first off, how many are you? You know, how can you guarantee my protection?
Well, I'm one, and he's one, and we have one more, and we got her too.
Oh, we can't forget about Tabon.
Yeah, Heather reads in, and she's like, "There's
and Tabon.
There's five of us."
Yeah. Well, if it's you, then it would be one, two, six.
No, that's a pretty decent number. What's your business in the jungle?
What? I thought we were going to help you go down to the camp.
Why?
Oh, well, what? Experience and money.
Oh, well, I'm just a priest, and I wouldn't... you can travel with me, but I can't afford to pay you for your services. I just am going to wait until someone is kind enough to take me with them for free. Because, you know, hopefully this document that I have is not too terribly important.
Well, what else is at the camp?
Let me find out.
They run away.
Let me check.
I'll be right back. I'll run down to the camp and check.
Camp Righteous is a fortified base that is held by the warriors of the Order of the Gauntlet. They are paladins.
So I think we would have talked about this before. It seems like everybody, like amongst ourselves, I think it seems like everybody knows about the Soulmonger, so it's not like we have to keep it quiet or anything.
Yeah, no, there are rumors. It's like the talk of everything is like the Soulmonger and how it's somewhere in Chol, but no one knows where. And all of these adventurers are going out into the jungle and just dying. I mean, there's literally like people like, that's one of the biggest things that like, there are criers in the street offering like trinkets to people that will keep zombies away, that will give you keep protection away from like the Gabani goblins or from the Arakraka, the Terradites, the terror folk, and like all kinds of just like ridiculous things, and then as well as like you know, mixed in there are the legitimate guides that will help you through.
That's cool. So, like, while I'm walking through the city, not at this point, but, like, if I see anybody saying that it'll keep goblins away, I walk right up to him and stare there.
Yes. get out of here.
We're here to, you know, go try and get the soul. We're here to find the soulmonger, and maybe they know more about it at Camp Vengeance.
You know, that's true too. Yeah, we should. So how's about this? I look at her. We'll head out in the morning. If you supply the boat, we'll protect you. And when we get there, put in a good word, and we'll try and get some information about the soulmonger. We're trying to destroy it.
Deal.
That sounds good.
Tomorrow morning, then. I'll meet you outside the city gates.
Out by the... Do we want to go to the harbor?
Yes, you'll meet me at Takiri Anchorage. Meet me at the fifth pier.
The fifth pier.
Yes.
Someone write that down.
Okay.
As I settled, I'm going to stop standing here awkwardly then. Bye.
Okay, so we go back to the other thing, and in our room, I say, okay, so that means if she's going to put in a good word for us, then we need to be nice to this person.
Yes.
What do you try to?
We can't try and push her in the water or steal her boat or any of the stuff. We need to save her, and then we need to go to Camp Vengeance, and she needs to give them a glowing review, like a 5-star review of our Uber experience. Like, okay.
I feel like me being a paladin, that would be this would be fine. We'll be friends.
Yeah, I mean, we've been generally...
It hasn't been fine so far. I'm just saying.
But when you guys try to first open the door, like my legs, since I'm a Goliath and sleeping in the corner, like just extend, like in front of the door, so I, like, block it for a second.
Just gonna kibosh you that see, and
this,
say no.
This is what I'm talking about. He's getting in the way.
I feel like at this point in time, you guys have known each other for a long enough time that you don't, these little things that would frustrate people, like, don't happen anymore because you've already had the blowout arguments.
No, it's just, yeah, exactly. It's just, it's just, you know, the little things that, you know, people joke, we joke about amongst each other.
Exactly. Each other. Yeah. So, like, but, like, at the same time, like, you would do that, like, block the door, but if he, like, kicked you awake, you wouldn't murder him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I wouldn't stab him in the leg with an arrow so he would move it. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Alright, so, we wait I guess we just kind of try and sleep again until morning. I mean, that's what Zach's going to do anyway.
I'm going to let Heather and what's-his-face know about the plan.
Oh, before we go to sleep, I want to go out into the marketplace and see if I can, because it's daytime now, I want to see if I can buy some insect repellent or something.
Good call.
Nice.
Yeah. So you head back to the Grand Soup, which is where Nathan, sorry, Sean, where Sean was earlier.
I ask around, but
where is your icon? Anyways,
I get there and I don't know. I'm looking at the Chult map. Oh, you removed me from the.
There you are.
You removed me from the combat tracker, so I wasn't. Yeah, there we go. I'm not in as a PC though. Because it says healthy. It doesn't say, like, who I actually am.
How's that?
Oh, I'm neutral. Can you change me from neutral to friendly? Just click on the helmet.
Yep, I did.
There we go. Now I can see. Great. Perfect.
Yeah, I come with because I'm rested now.
Well, no, this is while you're resting. I'm just trying to do something while you're getting your long rest. That's all.
Okay.
So I look around. I try and let's see. How much money do I have?
So yeah, while you're here, we'll do this after. Or if you want to, just like go ahead and figure out your money, buy it from Five or from D&D Beyond. Anything that's in Chapter Five.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I'll do that. And that's what I'm doing. And then I can do that while we're doing other things. But until people, I'll do it right now while we're waiting.
All right. So, yeah, the day goes by. Is there anything else you guys want to do? Sean sleeps. Bithra, what do you do?
I'm going to go buy food. Lots of food and provisions. Because I am not a druid and I cannot feed us.
Yeah, I can't do good berry until like level 2 or 3, I think. So we're gonna have to have water and food until
I could just do like my get hands first level spells to ward off hunger.
Okay, so
no, that doesn't work.
Like do the lesser restoration thing.
How great would that be?
Yeah.
Heather goes with you, and you go right outside to the market board and start shopping for food and water and stuffs. And go ahead, and you can purchase all of that from the D&D Beyond. They'll just be just buy rations. I assume would probably be the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get... what do you think? Like, there's two different kinds of incense, of repellent. There's incense, which lasts for 8 hours, but it protects a 20-foot radius. And then there is salve, which lasts 24 hours, and it protects one person.
Protects them from what?
From incense.
I'm gonna get in your armor, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, no kidding. So I'm gonna get how much money does everyone have? I've got 4 gold, so I can get 8 bundles of 20. I think that should be enough for a while.
I don't have money, but I'm also asleep too, but I don't have money.
I have 17 and a half gold.
Because I mean, not to metagame or anything, but gold is almost useless unless you're in the city, and we're not going to be in the city often as far as I know. I know, we need gold to for a guide, but we have I mean, we're just following the river at this point for these for this one, so it should be okay. So I have the insect repellent. If other people want to get food, that would be good.
I got a week's worth of food. I imagine that should be enough.
Okay, right? Cool.
Or do you want anything
more? A week's worth of food for everyone, or just for like one person?
Yes.
Because I have 1 day's worth of rations, but I have 10 of them. I have 10 days worth of rations already.
I have a month's worth of food for one person, so between the four of us, it should last us a while.
I also bought a rain catcher.
Nice.
Actually, it's Zach's own rain catcher. He purchased it. I mean, he brought that with him before we went to Jolt. So I think we're probably pretty good for a little while. I'm gonna ask around to see how long does it take to get to that camp? What's it called? Where's the map? I pull it, like, ruffling through my bag. Camp Vengeance! I ask around and see if I can find somebody that can tell me approximately how long it takes. Or what's his name? Taban is there with me. I'll ask him, because I know that he at least will be honest with me.
Uh, 15 days to Camp Righteous. About 20 days to Camp Vengeance.
Oh, damn, I need more food. So we need 20 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, including we want to make sure that our charge also has food. So 20 times 6, that's 120 days. We need 120 days of food. And that's only if we get there on time.
Utter silence.
Oh,
I mean, I know that's a lot of food, but yeah,
I just bought 30 days worth of food. I spent all of my money on food.
Sweet.
So how much food do you have?
I have 60 in total.
So you have 10. You
have
half the amount of food you need to make the whole journey one way.
Oh shit, that's right, one way.
Well, how far away was it? It's 20 days?
20 days away.
Yeah, I have enough to last 1.5.
Well, you guys, pretty sure you could probably forage on your way through.
No, well, we're gonna try and stay on the boat.
The Rangers. Thinks, you know, being a hunter-gatherer and all.
Right. You know, if we stay on... I suppose I could try and fish. Although,
what kind of fish is in the... Oh my god, way better idea. I should not buy food, and I should not buy food, and I should get a fucking fishing rod.
Get a couple of them.
Sean, at some point you wake up, and if you want to go shopping too, I know you have no money. Never mind. You should have some money. You got a gem.
No, that's I got pickpocketed, remember?
Yeah, he took the 20 silver that you got from fighting those bandits, but you should still have money for the gem.
Yeah, you still have
3 gold.
You have a 20 gold gem.
When he trades it in, he gets 3 gold. That's it. I'm not gonna barter for gems. When you trade it in, you get. I think it was like, it was worth 10 gold. So whatever, 30%.
Nice. Okay. Fine. I just buy many rations with it. They're half. Oh my god.
A day's worth of rations weighs 20 pounds?
What? Why?
Because you got...
because he has 10 of them.
Right, 10 of them weighs 20 pounds. 10 days one weighs 2 pounds.
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
All right, cool.
Thanks for all the support, guys. We appreciate all of the subscribers. That's wonderful.
That's cool.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know if you guys have been watching the chat, but there's like 4 subscribers.
Oh, oh my awesome god. Sauce.
I have not been watching the chat because I am awful.
Yeah, me either.
I haven't been watching the chat either, and then all of a sudden I see like a bunch of people.
I will free Ron Weasley. What happened to Ron Weasley? Where'd he go?
Say what? Oh, I think Ron Weasley wanted to play with us.
Oh, what? Yeah. Shit, we should have played.
That's funny.
No, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
Maybe next time?
Maybe.
Oh, man, please join the session. Okay. Sorry if I seem odd. I have autism and I have a harder time making friends. I also have 2 characters. Oh, yeah, sure. Maybe next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we can actually like figure out how to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If we can figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Trying to figure out how to even see the chat.
All right, so we're provisioned.
Yeah, you guys are all provisioned.
I think we're ready for the morning. Do we want to? Do we want to keep going, or do we want to call it here?
I think this is where I was leading for a good endpoint, and now I want to just figure out how to get other people join the thing. So.
I think add the Discord.
Yeah, add them to the Discord and then tell him. I mean, if he's got Fantasy Grounds, even if he doesn't, then I suppose. I don't know.
Yeah.
We could try it.
Yeah.
I mean, but Fantasy Grounds is free, so...
You have seen on our track record, we're not too great at the tech, so...
We generally...
You're being generous.
We give it a good try.
Yeah, so we can pick up not next week. I mean, unless you guys can play without me just fine, but I won't be able to be here next Tuesday. But the week after that, I'll be back.
So. All right, Ron Weasley can be you next week. Well, I mean, with his own characters, but
okay, with his own characters. Okay, I can.
But if he, but if he dies, you,
or
die. You can
play him or whatever.
Just so you know. Yeah, yeah. No. It's, your fates are now linked.
First thing I'm going to do is stab you.
Jeez, I thought we knew each other.
Yeah, it makes it a lot. It makes it a little harder. But not by much.
His face changed into somebody else. Stab!
I'm sorry it had to be done.
Yeah.
Alright, I see. There,
then. Yeah, I think we should all stop right. It there. I think thank you everyone for watching and listening and the subs and the weird shit that's now flashing across my screen, which is like a squirrel and can't stop looking at. It's good stuff. This is good things happening.
Good.
So Thane, you wanna be in charge of leading us out?
Alright, well that was a session of D&D. We did stuff and things, we bought provisions, and everyone have a great night, and thanks for listening. Bye!
There's music going.
I love it.
Alright. Thank you everyone for watching.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.